And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Good morning, Whit.
Oh, hi there, Jack.
This is something.
What is?
You sitting at the counter, reading the newspaper and drinking coffee in blissful silence.
Well, take a picture. It won't last.
When do you expect to reopen the place?
All the major renovations are finished, and the inspector has already indicated that he's satisfied with our work.
Hmm.
So now we just have to put the finishing touches on the displays and inventions, particularly the new imagination station. Oh, we'll need maybe another week or so. Like some coffee?
Oh, I'll get it.
So what are you up to this morning?
Oh, I had a meeting with the mayor to talk about various things.
Oh?
Best small town competition, the display for the contents of the old time capsule,
and
the formalities of burying the new time capsule.
Oh, is it almost finished?
Yeah, the townspeople have gone all out with their donations. Thank you, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I think it was particularly poignant to include your son's Bible.
Well, I think Jerry would be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
To think that his Bible is going into a time capsule that'll be seen by whoever is here in 100 years.
Which brings me to my real reason for dropping by.
Oh, you mean it wasn't for the coffee and the great conversation?
It's for permission.
Permission for what?
To put the time capsule back where we found it, in the basement of Wits End.
Really? Well, that's quite an honor.
Everyone agreed that's where it belongs.
Well, then yes, you have my permission with great enthusiasm.
Thank you. The mayor will make an announcement later today.
Okay, so now I'm bored. Bored! Nothing to talk about. The most excitement around here is a little press conference with the mayor. Yeah, according to the two people who actually attended, they've decided that the new time capsule will be buried back in the basement at Wits End. Well, whoopity-doopity-doo. And the mayor graciously provided a list of all the items going into the time capsule. Let's see here. What do we got on this list? Okay. Great. A bread maker, a micro television, a DVD player. There's a Bible donated by Mr. Whitts and himself. Well, now that's interesting. Maybe we should have a chat with the dear, liberty-loving Mayor Margaret about that.
Mayor Fay?
Yes, Gordon?
We have a problem. Brian Dern is on the line. He wants to interview you live on his program.
Oh, what's he after this time?
I'm under the impression that he's trying to make a big deal about you putting a Bible in the time capsule.
And why would that be a big deal?
The time capsule is being funded and sponsored by the city government, and the Bible is religious. Separation of church and state.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Isn't it?
Actually, it may not be. We're okay to put a Bible into the time capsule as long as we include artifacts from other religions. That's not a problem.
If it's not a problem, why are you frowning?
The time capsule can't be buried on government property.
It isn't. It's being buried in the basement of Wits End.
Which is government property.
What?
When Witt bought the old recreation center to turn it into Witt's End, he thought he was buying the building and the land.
Well, of course.
Right, but the city couldn't sell him the land since it's part of McAllister Park. I guess when the McAllister family donated the land to the city, there was a condition that it could never be sold. I don't know the details. I'm trying to find the documents about it.
So, you're telling me that Witt owns the building, but the city owns the land. What's the problem?
Wits End is a shop dedicated to Christian principles. You simply can't have a religious building on government land.
So, what exactly are you telling me?
If and when Wits End reopens, it cannot be religious.
You know, I gotta tell you, I just live for days like this. In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the exclusive inside info that the illustrious Wits End may never get to reopen because it's sitting on government land. Whoopsie. I guess that was a tiny oversight on somebody's part. Let's go to our next...
Oh, I just can't stand to listen anymore.
Frankly, I don't understand why you turned it on in the first place. One doesn't look to Crying Brian Dern as a reliable source for news and information.
Yeah, in fact, I don't consider him to be a reliable source for anything, except stress headaches.
What are you reading, Whit?
Oh, it's an email I printed out from my lawyer.
Well, surely he recognizes what a travesty this is.
Yeah, well, it may be a travesty, but according to all the documentation he could get his hands on, there's nothing I can do. All the precedent over the past several years sides with this so-called separation of church and state.
Ah, but anyone with half a brain knows that the Constitution doesn't say anything about a separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Well, the words aren't there, but the interpretation is. That's what all the court cases have been about.
But this is insane. They can't close down Wits End after all these years.
Looks like they can, Bernard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, well, hi, Gordon.
Hiya.
Do you know Connie?
Hi.
Bernard.
Hello.
And Eugene.
Greetings.
This is Gordon Snellings, Mayor Fay's assistant. And what can we do for you, Gordon?
The mayor asked me to come. As I'm sure you know, the discussion about your shop has escalated significantly over the past day.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And the Society for the Civil Separation of Church and State is demanding that you either comply with city requirements or vacate the building immediately.
And by what authority can the society make such a demand?
It's called the threat of a lawsuit. The mayor is desperate to avoid one.
She's...